Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special Lost episode of Adventures in Pathfinding. What you're about to hear is the very first episode we ever recorded. Before we started releasing them, we recorded about two or three sessions, just kind of get the hang of it. So what you're going to hear is actually a Mortenberg session, which is our current campaign, that we recorded probably about a year ago. So Tyler's going to be there, Cameron's going to be there, all those fun guys. And I'll also be playing David, Dustin will still be playing Tabit, and Cameron's playing a wizard called named Crow, and Tyler's playing a rogue whose name I can't remember, but I'm sure it's really cool. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll be back in a week with a brand new one. Thanks.
Previously on Adventures in Pathfinding.
Am I strong enough to carry two dead bodies at once?
Listen, Orky, don't get mad at me because you made friends with Casper.
Hey, you little shit, what are you crying about?
Flame cone!
Yeah, it was during animal cone.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
I just say,
Locke, would you like to make yourself useful and tell me if those are magic torches?
I say
I can because I have this cool feat that detects all spells.
Hey, what's up with this room?
Is it within 60 feet?
Yeah.
Of course I could.
I've never been down here, but Dad needs to keep all this treasure down here.
Stuff. Leave me alone.
Did you guys hear that?
What?
All right, the only thing I know is he spent a lot of his money before he died on some kind of garden down here. I didn't never see it, though.
All right.
And done!
Some kind of garden?
What
yeah.
The garden down here. He spent all his money. He's like,
the garden's good.
I'm going to die, but I'm going to have me some best fucking roses in all the kingdoms, bitches.
Do your feat of detect magic.
What am I detecting?
Not your spell.
Whatever. What
magic.
Is
I'm going to detect any kind of magic within 60 feet. Boom.
You're checking the torches.
Are you casting a spell detect magic?
I thought you just did
yes.
It.
Do you have it memorized?
Yes.
I thought you just said
you
he has
really
a feat.
Have it memorized?
He just said he had a feat. Use the feet.
Or no, not feet.
No, he's
no,
saying
you guys
feet.
Said he had a feet.
He told me that he did.
Like he has feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has two of them.
No, that was on a side note. Hey, I have feet, and also I have a spell. Yeah, because
I have a nose.
Level zero spell.
On a third feet.
You have it memorized?
Yeah, sure here.
You made his character, is that true?
I don't know if he memorized it, but he has that spell.
Well, see this box right next to it? Memorized.
Tabit.
Oh, that's okay then.
Tabit looks around and says, I've seen stonework like this before. And rolls.
Detecting magic with torches.
Oh, I don't have to roll to detect magic.
No,
here.
No.
Here, yet. Let me take this back.
The torches glow with a transmutation field around them, so you guess they're ever bright or ever glow torches, which are just torches that burn forever.
Take them.
I rolled a 21 for the stone.
They're torches that burn forever. They're on fire, though, right? They're torches. So if I was to grab
No, it's not like a burning fire.
It's not
like
a burning fire.
Oh, well, it's like
I
an illusion.
Put a burning torch in my backpack.
You're magic.
Tyler.
Okay,
yeah.
Do whatever you need to do. I've
it's
seen a freaking
burn up all my holy water.
Dog.
And
you,
like
an
owl,
you get...
Don't you have like an owl to carry it?
You get... On the door itself, you can see on the actual demon head two different kinds of magic. Some... A faint conjuration and a faint illusion.
I already my axe.
What can I do to though to figure out what's going on?
Well, let's see what Dustin
he's
learns.
Got a mouth.
I rolled a 21 for my stonework check. Checking out the walls, traps, floor, and ceiling.
Oh my god.
Where at?
Reflecting on my life. Down that hallway you showed us.
So you're walking into the room?
No, I'm doing it from here.
I think that
from where you're
headache.
Standing,
I
can
see that door.
Hmm?
What?
So wet.
What are you where standing?
The monster.
From where you're standing, the only thing you know is it looks
isn't
like
that,
it's reinforced masonry.
Out?
Yep. This looks like reinforced masonry to you.
Are there any pebbles on the ground?
No.
He was going to nature check them to see how many skips he could get across.
Okay, so there are
I
no
want
footprints.
To take my hunga munga and just like toss it into the room and see if anything happens.
You know what you got to do.
Hunga munga,
Hungamonga!
Roll to attack.
The floor. I have a joke that's not, that I need to say about Hungamonga.
I just want to toss it in the middle of the room.
Falls
right
there.
Nothing happens?
No. What's black on the top, bottom and white on top?
Hungamonga.
Our society.
And that covers the blacks.
No, it's it's
black.
Like a paper section.
Yeah.
I want to shoot an arrow at the demon head.
Okay. What's everybody else doing?
Oh, this is like a.
You just want to, or are you going to?
I'm going to.
Oh,
and I want
to shoot the arrow into the eye.
And just, I'm assuming everybody's like moving back and forth, taking turns before walking in here and doing stuff.
Also, though, I have my axe at the ready.
I can shoot over a dwarf's head.
No, there, I'm actually
brace yourself.
Hey, hold on. So they actually body surf me in.
No, just like drop it.
Well, we didn't really throw it very far.
Yeah,
like,
you can probably pick it back up.
I don't want to go in that room.
Well, someone's got to go in the room.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at the demon head, see what happens.
Can we do like some kind of detect trap? Does anybody have a detect trap?
I tried to, Eric, so I couldn't see anything.
No traps?
But if it's a stonework trap, I would detect it.
Okay, so 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 it still could be like some kind of magical trap, right?
Just go in.
Shoot my arrow first.
Shoot your arrow. Shoot his arrow.
I'm
waiting for you to shoot your arrow
first. While we wait for David.
All right, let's get this
throw in.
All right, do I have to roll to shoot it?
Yep.
Keep it in the roll to shoot it.
Plus 7, 18.
What are you adding to that?
Hmm?
What are you adding to that?
My attack bonus, I guess.
It's probably fire.
You hit it so hard the wall caves in and we die.
No, I only have
67.
Whatever it was.
Roll for damage.
What?
Oh, you hurt it.
Oh, shit.
The statue is bleeding.
You avoid it.
Six plus.
It explodes!
The arrow hits it, but it doesn't look like it did any damage.
Oh. Okay.
Almost like you hit a rock.
Like
in game terms, you didn't get past its hardness.
So we said, Krolok, you said that one of the statues had like faint conjuration.
There's only one statue.
Oh. Well, yeah. You said it's actually two types of magic.
There's two types of magic
illusion,
on it.
So I think if you go in there, you're going to start tripping.
Balls? Tripping. Mm-hmm. Like a hipster?
Yes. Should I try to shoot it again?
Yeah, we'll do it with more gumption.
Okay, I conjure up gumption. Do that. Don't you have a spell that gives me like plus something on my stuff?
Are we really gonna roll to shoot a stone thing?
Yeah, do that. That way I can add it to
the most exciting adventurers in the realm. I'm gonna step 50 feet back and just keep shooting at it.
smartest adventurers in the world.
I say,
everybody else
is
like, yeah, go let him go.
I say Abadar out loud and I sigh and touch David.
So I'm gonna use the plus one on my damage if I. That will be a 16.
Roll for damage.
3.
Same thing as last time.
Okay, guys,
you going in?
I think we kind of know what's going to happen here. I didn't
mark that last one.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and step out. I've got my axe at the ready, and I'm just going to step to the first, like,
I'm
into
the
swing
it at the
grab my Hungamonga.
I'm not picking up his Hungamonga.
Oh, he's grabbing it.
That looks like you're masturbating. Everyone here.
Oh.
80 gallons of whale's
red.
I'll go behind him and pick
I'm
him
not
up.
Push him further in.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick him up.
Does anything happen? Oh, great GM?
No.
Okay.
Except for me giving you more negative experience. More fun.
Oh, that's not. Maybe it was a.
Just run up to the statue and hit it.
I'm not hitting it.
Hit
I'm going to break my sword. All
right. We'll stop for you right there. What's everybody else doing?
I'm going
to... I have to pee.
Well, I got my Hungamonga, so
I'm still behind David. I'm right behind David.
And everybody tell him about all my new spells.
I was like, shut up.
No, I have this spell called Whisper. So all I'm doing is...
Is that a real spell?
Yeah, and it can circumvent, like, objects. Like,
oh, so
like if
you
can
tell me something... Like if you had to tell
no,
before.
Or if there's a bunch of people sitting in a room
mm-hmm.
and I'm outside, 100 feet away, I can whisper.
That's kind of cool.
You should whisper to whoever's behind that door and tell them where
you're
someone.
Like, there's something going on.
All right, sing him the Whisper song.
Yes.
Wow. You guys don't know that song?
No, it sounds like you made it up.
Ying Yang Twins.
And,
That's my song. That's the theme song for my life.
Sounds like it. You can have it. Touch my dick.
That's what it is. No, but really, if there's like a group of people and we're like out, like hiding somewhere, I can whisper. Exactly. Yeah. But while doing that, I can whisper to them.
As Tyler walks up to about 15 feet away from the door, the mouth starts making this really loud groaning noise.
Oh, my ulcer!
Tyler, roll a will save.
Oh, hey, that thing is my
hand. And David, roll a will save.
Yeah. You guys get hurt.
How do I add to that? Oh, there it is.
Your will for it. Your will save. I rolled
a 12.
Come on, Tyler, you're barbarian. You gotta have a lot of will.
So the droning that it's making kind of hypnotizes you guys. Oh. So you guys are, until you snap out of it, your eyes are just kind of like.
I like, my hands at their ears.
You're like they're like dazed. What Cameron, Dustin, what are you guys doing? So you guys are just kind of like staring at it.
Shoot a...
not doing anything.
Shoot an arrow into its mouth.
Shoot something. Ooh, like a cargo game.
Dude, use a squirt gun. Fill up his mouth, quick.
Someone, can they help us?
They can.
Nope,
try.
They're leaving.
Yeah. Tyler, save me.
I'm also... I can't save you. And I'm Tyler.
No.
You know that. I'm Tyler.
I'm cross-eyed.
I'm Tyler. You believe that? She just grab David. Grab David and like drag him back to us.
Yeah,
you're right behind him. It only affected him.
But you got
okay. David, make another will save.
Yay!
Alright, as he starts pulling you back, you kind of snap out of it.
I said, what the fuck are you doing?
I was listening to that
I'm
jam.
Good, man. I'm good, man. Get off me.
New fucking dubstep, bitch.
Alright,
no, we're not. Unless we get like a human ladder going or like a big long cane and yank you off stage, you're not really coming out of there.
I could say, I like my plan of just shooting it some more.
I got plenty of arrows.
Try shooting it.
Everybody roll initiative now.
I got enough. Even me. I
don't want to
fight.
I was having
a good time. I don't want to fight. I was having a good time looking at Tyler slobbering.
Dustin?
I know. I don't want to go first.
I got a 7.
I'm awesome.
What'd you get?
This
dice.
Yeah.
I got a
7.
Hey.
I initiate so well.
You guys all got a 7?
I rolled a
20. Is that including, you know,
no, it's just
add in your
you got a
initiative?
I crit.
Oh, I have
two.
Initiative
I go
now?
First. For that
I leveled up and now I have initiative. Awesome.
You have
I
decks.
Got initiative now?
You always had a deck. You always had a deck bonus, though.
What is this?
That's your character.
Where the hell did that come from?
That's my stuff in the book. This is your stuff.
Who am I?
Oh, I was gonna say what?
Who's this Prolock guy?
The hell?
My name's Cameron.
I turned into a barbarian out of a different world.
This is so crazy.
I'm gonna create a gnome barbarian for an.
I all of a sudden feel like a barbarian.
It's gonna be awesome.
No place like gnome.
My initiative.
Dustin got a 20.
I got 11. No, I didn't.
Tyler, where'd you get?
Yes, I did. I got 11.
13?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Dustin, you go first.
I don't even know what we're fighting.
Well, this is your chance to do something.
Do you have any kind of...
I run to go.
You got a guy that's just standing there, slack-jawed.
Throw
so
great water over him, and like it falls on him and wakes him up.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, I guess... So I'm assuming we don't just see what is in front of me, right? What's in front of us?
The camera's in front of you.
It's right. A door making a hypnotizing sound.
He must still be thinking about cookies.
Are they all gone?
Okay. You want one?
No. I don't want to spoil my appetite. Buffalo chicken, macaroni cheese.
Tyler, have you heard it all?
For real?
No, just they are...
Mm-hmm.
Boog! Yeah, that's pretty much what you're doing. Dip book.
That's all, folks.
Guys, let's just cut this guy loose.
I'm debating channeling positive energy. Because that'll reach the door. I just don't know what that's going to do.
I mean, they'll be like, hey, you're a really good door.
Unless there's a chance that it'll wake Tyler out of what he's in.
You're debating to do it? How many times can you do it?
Like, I can't remember. It's on you. It's not going to hurt.
What, like twice a day? Or
no.
Because if you did it once, then...
I'd say you create water.
I mean, it's positive energy, so you'd be half uses for already done.
Who
are
you? Like, yeah.
Okay, well, for right now, I will just use one of my domain spells and cast Inspiring Word on Tyler. So his next will save gets a plus two.
Can you say, like, wake up very inspiring, like...
Wake
no.
up and start the day. No, I refuse to do that.
Carpe diem, buddy. Come on. All right, Tyler, your turn. You can make another will save.
Plus two to it.
Will all over it.
17.
That snaps you out of it.
Awesome.
I know.
Also, make a movement and
run away.
How much hours that take up one of my turns?
You can move. Yeah.
Actually, like, just run to the door.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going up to the door.
Okay.
Because I can't.
I'm
going to
hit
it. I do have my axe at the ready, but it's probably going to break.
Mm-hmm. I'll mend it.
You did mend mine. I had the great sword.
Yeah, I'll mend it.
What are you
wearing?
Doing?
A mafia sweatsuit.
I noticed that when I was leaving the house. I'm like, shit.
You noticed that you put those on?
No, because I didn't have the sweatshirt on, and I put it on. I'm like, oh, whatever. I guess I'll just go.
Toys car on a Sunday.
And then I took off my gold chain.
I didn't know that.
I thought that might be too
word.
Much.
And then you told a bunch of people to forget about it.
I want to know
Cameron,
your
backstory all of a sudden. I'm a magical hitman for the mafia.
Who's turning to the cameras?
Cameron.
Cam-man.
What am I doing? I'm sorry.
What's your turn?
I don't know what you're doing.
Oh.
Hey, why don't you get out your bow and arrow?
So, are you still in my way? Can I? My bow and arrow already is out.
Well, yeah. You
no,
you
cast
him back.
A spell on the...
You drag him back to
do
you.
Do a spell or something on the demon head.
Okay, so the demon head's over here?
Yep. Yeah.
And he's holding you or something?
No, we're going to
just
walk
up to it. I've got my axe in my
hand. So is it attacking us?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's singing. That's a great song.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
What?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
That is drunk.
Kill it!
Hey, guys.
Kill it!
Hey, guys.
Kill the DM.
Hey, guys.
I'm the Dungeon Master now.
I'm the Dungeon Master.
Yeah. Or just hold it.
Drink it.
I don't care what you
get me another beer?
I'm going to the bathroom. So, if you have beer in the bathroom.
When you go to the bathroom upstairs and get another beer?
Yeah.
That's not the bathroom upstairs.
They caught me the pop and my bottom.
My rhyme's the bottom is.
That was not fun, lady.
Hey, when I summon a monster, you said it fights for me?
Sure does.
You summon a door monster.
No, it's an accountant monster. It just doesn't taxes for you.
He's
not
even taxes.
He's like, don't do it.
Accounting.
He's Jewish.
Jews not work off on there.
I summon an accountant eagle from Meutenberg.
Well, these taxes are all wrong. All wrong.
Alright. So, we are attacking it.
Yes.
I shoot a ray of frost at it.
Pew, pew.
I nudge him out of the way a little bit, and I move past him.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
You should just shoot between his legs.
Yeah, sure.
Pew, pew. I open up my hand like a little gun, and I shoot rays of frost.
And it's 1d3.
Oh, that's going to do a whole lot.
One. Damn.
Take out my longsword
angrily
and run up and whack this thing.
Okay. Happily.
Ready to hold that?
You sure can.
With the emotion.
Apparently not. Okay. And you missed.
Which one of those steps did you miss?
I did blow my sword, apparently.
Alright, you see the flame torches on the side kind of light up real bright, and then right here,
oh, shit.
And right here,
ooh,
two, these are fire elementals.
Ooh, undead fire elementals.
So if axes really doing damage, I swing my axe.
Good thing I memorized all
wind.
These fire spells.
Are we in an urban environment?
They're gonna be
no,
so effective.
That's urban.
And they immediately attack. Surprise, I'm guessing.
Are you well
that one misses.
Well, I'm aware of them because they're in front of me.
Yeah. And Cameron, AC 14.
That's
yours. I think you have kind of a high AC.
Yeah, it's 14.
14 hits?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Hey, there's a back to this.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello.
Guys, I have armor!
Hi, my name is Prolock. I play this game.
I play Dungeons & Dragons.
What do you speak?
Roll a reflex save.
Everything. I'll tell you what.
David Tyler? Or no. Prolock?
Prolock.
Reflex save.
Roll.
You
roll this.
Now add your reflex modifier to it.
Why do you have so many pieces of paper?
18.
The other ones are his old sheets.
Oh. Yeah, but this is the one I'm used to, so I know exactly where to go. Until I get used to this one, I'm going to keep using that one a little bit.
Until I get used to this one, which I won't ever look at.
I'm looking at it. It'd be easier.
Alright, he touches you in your...
bad area.
You take 4 points of burning damage, but you were quick enough that your clothes didn't catch on fire.
Yay.
Spray water on these idiots.
It is now Dustin's turn.
Great tsunami.
So the other one didn't attack me?
He missed.
Oh, okay. My AC is only 2.
2?
No, it's 18.
What kind of ranger are you?
Crappy one.
So my
I decided to take all my armor off. It got hot. With all these fire elements.
So since I leveled up, no.
I can't sleep in my armor now, though.
Oh, wait, I wasn't damaged before.
Now you leveled up, you got HP interrupt before. Dustin's turn and move ability.
Sorry,
shut up.
I'm technically flanking the fire element, right?
Yes, you are.
Crank water on him.
But I can't really hit him.
Crank water on him.
Crank water on him.
Elementals you can hit. It's not, like, transparent or anything.
Can you create water on him?
Can you give him a shower?
You stink.
Use head
You're
and shoulders.
You're a smelly fire elemental. You're smelly.
Why do you smell so bad?
You know, I'm like burnt hair.
I'm gonna hit it with my hammer first. See how it works.
Okay.
Right. My axe, I mean.
Create water on it first.
Create water
on your mace and then hit him with the hex.
Definitely set axe.
Oh, whatever you're using. I just know it's going to be useless.
Abadar loves fire.
He sure does. That's why you didn't hit.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
It's not supposed to.
Tyler, your
turn. Hey, I'm going to turn towards him. And with
axe. Hey, back there.
That I'm using. The plus 4 to roll.
I'm going to strike him. All right. That is a 21.
That'll hurt.
That'll hurt. 1d8 plus 1.
So... a 4
diamond.
Oh, wait, that's a 6.
It's right next to your d4.
Oh, wait, a 1d8 plus 8, 4.
I think you had 2d6 of damage.
That was my greatsword. I don't have that equipped right now. I have a 1d8 plus 4.
What he's using is magic.
Croak.
This is magic.
Oh, cool.
That is a 5.
5?
So yep. Magical.
It dies.
No.
Oh.
Die. It doesn't even hurt.
Flames dim a little bit.
Blow on it.
Well, that's a good idea. I blow on him.
That's your solution to everything.
He gets aroused and great.
How much Cameron does a fire elemental have?
You have to count.
Create water on him. I just want to see what it does.
I don't think he can create water.
What are you going to do?
This guy right here, I'm going to attack him. Oh. Or no, wait.
Do you have a freeze spell? That should probably hurt them pretty badly.
A freeze one? Yeah.
Don't
ray of frost. I'm not moving.
What's ice do that? Well, fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Turns into water.
I'm gonna attack this guy right here. Yeah, and shoot my ray of frost.
Certainly.
Oh, it's just frost.
It certainly doesn't. It's gonna dampen him.
3. Boom.
make a concentration check first.
That's what his frost spells do. They go boom.
D20?
Yep. Plus your concentration modifier.
Ooh, hope it's a big one.
Oh, it doesn't matter what it is.
You lose a spell.
Oh, my.
A white rabbit appears for you.
What I can do.
Damn it.
It's like flicking
for
off.
For further blood. Reference, where is concentration?
It's skill.
You don't have. It's so hard to concentrate on this thing.
Yeah,
it's weird. Yeah, there's the concentration.
Wouldn't it just be your con modifier?
Don't the spells
at
say...
At the top where the abilities are?
Well, concentration check
it's constitution.
Is, well, concentration is that you just have to roll above the spell level.
Oh.
So it'd be like 11.
Which is a lot higher than a 1.
Yeah, you got a 1.
About 10 higher.
Yeah, roughly.
David.
All right, I'm pissed at this fire elemental. So I turn around and...
Go to town.
But I don't know how to get there, so first I have to ask around. And then I get down.
How do you get the Moin Bug?
Where's Moin Bag? I turn around and say, this is how we do it for Moin Bag! And I swing my sword at him. And I miss.
Oh, gee! Don't look at me,
Todd. I guess I'm going to try to hit that elemental again.
Don't you look
at me. Yeah, you hit that.
Oh, it's not going to hit.
Your god's on fire.
I'm on fire?
Great, or the X again.
Greater than the X.
I can't.
Why do you have pink dice?
Yeah, this stuff that I had before is confusing as all hell.
Get this out of here. I'm not sure how to handle it. Okay, so that is a
14?
Yeah.
It's miss.
Do we have a plus 4?
I should bring a clipboard.
And I have pink dice for breast cancer awareness.
Last month.
Which was which month?
My turn?
October.
Yeah.
But you know what? Breast cancer awareness should be all the time, not just one
month. Cameron, you're cool.
I'm going to shoot another ray of frost at this guy right here.
Should be all right. Around then.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going... I was showing him how impressive it was.
Make a concentration check.
Oh, great.
I'll get your rock out.
That'll work.
But what did we decide concentration was again?
Concentration has to be above the spell level. I think there's...
It's because you're so close to the guy.
Keep it down. I'm trying to think.
Because since you're right in front of the guy, he can, attack you.
Yeah, he can interrupt your concentration.
It'll be 10.
He'll start going like, what a movie!
Yeah. So you go...
He missed you, but if he would have hit you, you would be like 10 plus whatever damage he did.
It's like basketball.
Yeah, to me?
No, that'd be the concentration check he'd have to beat.
Oh, okay.
But since he missed, it's just a 10, because he's like throwing...
Like when someone's grappling you? Yeah. And you want to cast, try to cast a spell.
You go to do a magic. He's like, I've already seen this one. Or is it?
Okay, so I did hit him.
So you did hit him. So okay, you had, what, 4? 3?
Yeah, because it's a D3.
And it does more damage to him.
Yes!
And he's cold.
How much more?
He did not like that.
Ooh, good.
I'm glad he did not like it.
Yeah, I've hit him.
David?
Oh, you hit him? All right.
For 5.
The elemental shivers.
Shivers?
That's how we do it in Moin Bug.
I don't hit you at all. Oh. Remember this when it comes to your turn.
AC 16, David?
Nope.
You idiot.
It's all your fault.
Natural 20, Cameron?
Ooh, shit.
What?
Natural 20, that hit?
Do
we want to use the kill cards?
Yes.
Alright.
Do you have anti-crit armor, Cameron?
Oh, wait, I can't use crit cards. Never mind.
I'm sure something.
That's just for you guys.
Oh, well, that's satisfying.
Where did it go from?
I can't do those. I forgot about that rule.
So what's a...
I still get to double damage.
Yes.
Maybe.
Why are you saying yes?
Because I like to see you burn.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, burn.
Make a reflex save.
Just thought it was the penguin.
It was plus 5. Roll a d20.
5. Wait. 5 plus 15.
That'll save, but 15. You still take 8 points of fire damage.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand what that means?
I need to run away.
Oh, yeah.
Hot here.
I need to
As
run
Nelly
away.
As Nelly would say.
Take off.
Dustin.
Since I can't hit anything,
you should heal.
Who goes next?
You should heal Cameron.
Is it me? I think it's me after you. But you might want to heal him. He's getting
there. Okay, has anybody hit this guy yet?
Yeah, I hit him for 5 points of damage.
Is he...
I have swung at him several times.
What does he look like?
He looks like fire.
He looks like a burning fire.
Does it look more burning?
No.
Or less burning?
No, less burning.
Oh, good.
Smoldering, man.
Alright, I'll channel positive energy for Cameron. And since I have that fancy new trait,
Incense.
It allows me to choose who my energy goes through. It's gonna ignore the elemental.
What trait are you talking about?
It is the lovely...
Oh, we don't need a breakdown.
Really? You just said that in the first hour of the game? David will not go.
Yes, sir.
We will drink on the playing table. Elsewhere.
I thought I wrote it down.
Is it like a feet or something? Or is it...
Yeah, let me find... I know I have it in here.
Should be in the... Right above the special abilities there. Right underneath your...
Selected equipment. Channeling. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It allows me to choose who gets the energy.
Oh. I have that too.
Right. Except it's negative energy.
So actually, that's kind of a dick move on him because he means, no, just give it to him.
But one of the... No, that's... I keep thinking...
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it can... If you guys are hurt...
I'm not. I'm full HP.
I mean, if you can...
I can reach you.
I can reach you, at least.
If you could choose both of us, I'm three down. I mean, it won't hurt.
Yeah, I can do that.
Might as well.
2d6. Can I borrow some?
And the ghost comes out.
Oh, hell.
Red and black.
Looks like you guys are getting burned here. That's it. Didn't play with fire.
You guys gotta let Abadar in once in a while.
Fuck Abadar.
Oh.
Damn. Well,
you're right. Okay.
When you get him mad, he gets a lot of hit points, doesn't he?
Well, then Cameron, you get 10 hit points.
He gets...
And you go back to that.
Yep, 10.
And then plus 2, right?
Plus 3, because of your level.
Oh, I thought I only went 2. Sorry.
So I get...
I think. 10? I don't 13. Remember. We'll say 3. I don't remember.
You get 13.
I get plus 13?
Yeah, but you
can't
go
off
your back.
Yeah, you can't
go above.
Can't believe
they
said that.
Yeah.
So how
was
I have a million hit points.
No, I only go up to max.
How is this even like a game?
Oh, I'm almost back to full health. Oh, so I can
almost. I cast fire on them
after
now.
After 13?
They grow inside.
Oh, yeah. I went down
to cast fire on them.
And they combined.
Is that what that's for?
Yeah, that's your current. It's current HP.
It says wounds and current
HP.
What does DR mean?
I'm gonna hit
damage
him.
Damage resistance.
Jesus. Oh
God,
I don't know
13.
What that means.
Or,
that's fine.
Not even 13.
Cameron?
Yes.
Quit getting hit.
Your turn.
Is my only suggestion. Do whatever you want.
Maybe back. No, he'll get an attack of opportunity.
How much of a negative. If I'm gonna do something to him that is fire, how resistant is?
Probably 100%.
100%?
I know they're made of fire.
What I mean, not him specifically.
I'll give you a spoiler here. For fire, it says immune, so you can take what you want from that.
It's gonna make him bigger.
What do you think he means by that?
What does immune mean?
I need to be so introspective about what
he can't get sick.
It means he grows.
thank you. Okay, I shoot another Ray of Frost.
I raped the fire element.
There you go. I can't believe we had a discussion on which spell I should use.
What about Magic Bolt? You haven't done that one in a while.
Yes.
Magic Bolt.
Can't trace check.
You should have
moment hit.
Magic Bolt!
Ooh,
cereal.
Damn it.
Or the animal.
You hit him.
Oh, I did?
Yeah,
I thought I needed to get 11. I thought you said earlier.
No.
He's
a zero level spell.
What?
A conjurer?
No, I thought you said my concentration has to be above 11.
That's for level 1 spells.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're casting a zero level spell.
Oh, I gotcha.
So did you cast it?
Yeah, you did.
Did you kill him?
No, it's still alive.
Okay.
But he's frozen.
Roger?
Yep.
Alright, once again, this is how we do it in Mortenberg.
Very slowly.
17.
Really.
That'll hit.
Oh, I'm sorry, 16.
Slowly.
That'll miss.
That'll hit.
Okay. Sorry, I'm slowly so used to my arrow. That will be an eight.
This one poofs.
Yeah.
Disappears.
We beat them at
I loot it from fire salts.
Just let them use...
Nothing there.
Fire salts?
Escape up.
This one also...
fire salts.
This one also poofs and disappears.
What?
What is right. happening?
It poofs and disappears.
Take the door in.
Why did it poop?
Tyler, take the door in. Roll to inspect the poop.
Can I... Do we just have a decent conversation with the demon door?
I'm going to chop the door's head off.
Just, you know... We're friends of, what's his name?
Wait, do you speak demon door?
Your son? Your son?
Yeah. Just show him the dead body of his son.
I don't think it's a demon door.
That'll make him nice.
Can the ghost of the dead son arise and, like, tell it to stop?
Nah.
Do you have to speak demon?
Ask the ghost if he knows how to
get in. Can you stop this demon door?
I don't know what this is. I don't know what Dad did to this place.
He just knew that he spent a lot of money on the garden.
I just know he has some kind of... Yeah, he put a garden behind there, I think.
I'm gonna do a perception check on it since I'm so close.
Okay.
I hope it makes
we're
sense.
Out of combat, by the way.
Go and say,
heal me!
No, I healed him, and I did
heal
you.
That's
so.
A good one.
All right.
That'll be a 23.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Dowie.
So, looking at the demon head, you can see inside of its mouth there's like a little switch you'd have to reach your hand
put
in
my
there
hand
to turn it off.
Gonna do it.
No, right, use the hum.
What's everybody else gonna do?
Innkeepers don't need both hands. I'm gonna watch this spectacle. Yeah, get me in there.
Okay, I'm gonna use an arrow.
Free popcorn.
There you go.
Wait, I'm gonna use an arrow to push up the lever.
It only operates by human skin.
I'm gonna work.
Humanoid skin, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna use a Slim Jim then.
What?
I gotta use my ration for something.
Conjure Slim Jim.
Slim Jims are made of humans.
No, I read something like, in cold countries, really cold countries, people, like, Slim Jim are, like, beef jerky. They sell them in, like, stylus styles of size, so you can use them on smartphones, because they only respond to human touch. So you can use, like, beef jerky, since it's organic, to use a smartphone, so your hands can be in gloves.
I thought it was heat-based.
It is heat-based. Which is why
when you leave in your pocket, sometimes your phone doesn't want to operate after you take it out if it's like over the hot day.
Well, I read this. I don't know.
Well, I read it. Do you understand?
I got this from the internet.
Well, no, because
I
can...
It was an NPR story. It was on the news.
It must have microwaved first.
Because I can get really close to my phone.
All right, what is everybody else doing while he's trying to touch it with his dipstick?
We're just kind of waiting.
And then before I did that, I went and picked up my bow.
Okay.
Don't bring protection when you put this in.
I'm using an arrow to do it. I put a condom on it.
Condom on the arrow?
So everybody's watching him do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alrighty. He hits it. It clicks and the droning stops and the door unlock and
I like that.
Starts opening.
I did everything because I did that.
Somebody would like chop down and...
So what are you guys doing now?
I'm going in.
Okay, let's just rush right in.
Let's perceive first. I'm going to perceive.
Because here's what we got to remember. The boy said that he spent a lot
and
of
after,
money.
And after around the so mouth chomped shut.
On the
right no.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, that cannot.
So it did chomp down. He just yes. had to wait it around.
It was an arrow.
Damn it. Yes. So this wasn't worth it.
I just think there might be more because the boy said he spent a lot of money.
I'm gonna do a perception check.
That was like
money.
The worst protection ever.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Look at our
like Scrooge McDuck. He has a pool full.
No, he spent
gold.
A lot of money protecting.
I got
gold.
A.
It said full gold.
21 perception.
All right, hold on a second.
See now, I can see if I make this hot.
Jesus,
damn it! Because I'm not pressing it with my finger, but I can select stuff.
I can make this hot, and see, I pick things.
Oh,
I'm gonna get sued by whatever that song was.
It didn't play.
Drake is gonna sue us.
Yeah.
Drake's at home listening to podcasts of Pathfinder. He's like,
he's fucking crackers. Blame fucking Pathfinder. Read my music off. Oh, hell no.
I know they're making millions off of that. I need to get a slice of that pie.
Now that you identified the song for, or the artist for us, too.
Yeah, and we did horrible impersonations of them.
Black people again.
Yeah.
What's a dragon?
Black people times two.
double dip.
Well,
that's not that happen.
We have to make money from the suits, so we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
I'm riding up or something. Why are
I keep getting a wedgie like a motherfucker? My boxers over here turn into a thong.
That gun you have in your waistband.
Yeah. Hey. What you talking about?
I don't. Gangsters don't carry guns. Stupid mafia people don't carry guns. They carry like crude
time?
Items, like a bat with,
or like a table leg.
Are you dumb? I'll take that leg off that table.
Brass knuckles. Pretty much any of the items that people used in that scene in Anchorman, where they all had like a little.
Have
game.
You? Seen...
Except for the trident.
Is that your only knowledge
my best
of the mafia? Is that scene?
That's the only knowledge I need.
David's best friends in the mob.
Yeah, and he always has a table leg with him. Yeah. Actually, his wife yells at him all the time because their tables fall over.
Well, my best friend.
See you later,
mom.
Honey. I gotta go.
Dinner. I was gonna have dinner later.
You were.
My best friend's mom. And he always has a peg leg with him.
That's pretty sweet.
And people.
In a parrot on his shoulder.
And a parrot. And the parrot always falls down.
My other.
If you were a pirate, would you have your parrot on this shoulder or this shoulder?
I think the parrot can land on whatever shoulder you wanted to.
Yeah, I agree.
This dusty chamber has a low ceiling,
yeah,
barely 8 feet high, and 7 inches. Several niches against the walls. Against one wall rests a black shield and a long sword of obvious fine make. In front of you, a sinuous snake skeleton topped with a fanged human skull rises gracefully from the floor.
That's a pretty graceful-looking snake skull, guys.
I wonder if I could summon a creature that hates snakes.
I'm going to use charm animal on the snake.
Slithers.
You should probably charm animal the shield.
Shivers!
That's big.
Holy shit.
That's one.
That is an accurate
snake.
Representation.
Can I use charm animal on that?
Man. It is made out of metal and...
I'm guessing not.
And our metal weapons will do nothing.
That's a big snake.
Yeah,
the senior skeleton of a large snake top of the human skull, complete with a snake fang, sways menacingly.
That anaconda don't want none of
this. Roll initiative.
Some...
I'm gonna roll this ship because I'm gonna leave.
I don't do snakes. Yeah. And I hate metal.
That's right.
Fucking.
Actually, it's okay. Well, that's not a 20.
I could summon a viper to fight it. Snake to snake style.
Snake style.
What do we do now? Oh, I got a pony. Snake. Do ponies hate snakes?
You know, I think they do.
I do. Why would I ever summon a pony to fight
it? You can ride it.
Oh, I guess
so. You can brush it and enter it in contest.
Can you summon it and then eat it?
I'm so hungry.
I summoned a pony, my best friend.
I got
1, 2, 3. Okay, you're going last. Dustin.
Cameron didn't even roll. Oh, no, he got a 10.
He didn't say anything.
I got an 18. Or I'm
Dustin.
8. 18. I do believe my name is Tabit.
Hi, Tabit.
Hey. Hey, David.
How's Evan doing?
David, what'd you get?
18. He's a little disappointed.
Tyler.
15.
And what?
Us. Me.
Yeah, you're kind of a shooter.
David, go.
Yeah, we're the one with the arrow,
and
I'm going to
shoot that idiot. And they yell.
You sent your.
Oh shit.
That's not what it looks like at all.
Oh snaps!
Oh shit, that's metal?
It doesn't look metal.
Yeah, oh, it's very metal.
You've got Ozzy playing whenever he attacks.
I'm gonna farting out of his ears.
That'll be a 22.
That'll hit. What are you attacking with?
My bone arrow.
Okay.
Aim for its eyes that it doesn't have.
That'll be a 2.
It bounces off his armor.
Awesome!
So this is like. Undead elemental or what's going on?
Oh yeah,
rust monster.
What's it? Classification.
That's not rust monster.
Oxidizer?
Yeah, that's when we could use that though.
Undead? Probably.
Oh, it's a skull.
You're right, dude. You need the charm of an oxidizer.
I don't think that's an animal.
It is an animal.
We fought one.
Yeah, but it's not an animal, is it? Is an oxidizer an animal?
Ty, that's a magical beast. Tyler. It's
a magical beast. I guess I'm just gonna go up and try and see what happens when I hit it.
Might as well rage.
I'm not angry.
When life gives you lemons, you get angry.
That is a 15.
Why is yours only a plus? Why is mine?
Tyler, you should seriously rage up on this thing.
Heck, what am I supposed to
do? Tyler, DBZ.
Your strength should be way higher.
Super Saiyan up on that thing.
What do you get, a 1?
Super Saiyan that.
Oh.
No, I rolled a 1.
How do you figure out the attack bonus?
Because
I don't know why higher than.
You should have a plus 7 to hit everything.
Wow. Why do I have a plus 4 then?
I don't know.
Is that to damage, maybe? And I just put in the wrong box?
The damage would be plus 3.
Unless you're using they have the plus 1s.
Yeah.
Well, the attack bonus goes through
I think you're only using your base attack from first level, because your base attack is plus 3 now, so you should have at least a plus 7 to hit everything.
So that'll be an 18.
That's an 18. My god, I could have hit that.
And the,
Not
a plus
great, that one, the plus 1 great axe should be a plus 8 to hit.
Minus 500 XP for
you. And so the great sword too, isn't that what it gets for being a masterwork?
Yes.
Okay, so these are
eight. Yes, Tyler, you can in fact.
So actually, that is a 19.
There's nothing I can't hit.
Why is it a 19?
Because I got an 11.
Okay, I thought you meant... Okay.
Oh, that's a plus 19.
That's plus 19, guys. I hit everything.
It's a little barbarian here. God.
God, don't you rage so again?
I just raged. You didn't notice. I raged.
All right, so is a 19 a hit?
19 is a hit.
Awesome. 1d8 plus 4.
Good.
Hit it hard, Tyler.
I will hit it as an 8.
That's pretty hard.
You're into your axe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it chatters.
No. No, you hit it, but it looks like its armor absorbed most of it, but it still looks like you damaged it a little bit.
It looked like you damaged it a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay, it's armor. Can my guy what kind of armor is it? Like, can I perceive?
Perception check.
Yeah, okay, perceive. Well,
perceive what kind of armor, right. Yeah.
Well, you can do it. How about I go?
Okay. I eat Cam or I hate Tyler Hole. Eric, do a perception check on Morphine.
You didn't tell us.
It's 14. It looks like you're fighting 2 half orcs and a dwarf and somebody reading a book.
I say go for the book guy first. Okay,
no. Come on. Don't let's not.
Someone, if this guy
don't start that up.
he starts kind of like moving around like a snake dance.
Oh, like the charmer who's in the corner.
Everybody roll a will save.
We need to find the charmer.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not getting
mad at our
one. You want to get better than 16.
I got a 20.
Fuck.
Looks like I'm the only one.
I got 21. I will.
Okay. 21, you got a 14. What's your will save?
Hopefully seven.
He's right.
God damn it.
21!
20.
I'm just so happy for you!
I rolled exactly a 16.
You're good.
I rolled exactly a 5. I think I'm the only one who didn't.
If you raged, you get plus 2 will.
You rolled a 5?
Yeah.
I rolled a 3 plus 2.
Oh, why did
so
I say
everybody
20?
Got above a 15?
Except for Tyler.
Or a 16?
Except for Tyler.
Except for me.
What'd you get?
A 5.
That sucks.
You become a snake.
Ooh. Is he going to wrap around him? I hope.
Is he going to wrap at me?
A wrap around, a wrap around.
I'm a snake.
You are...
Dead.
You are D-E-D dead.
I should not have gotten these pink bad. I'm not doing anything.
No, you're entranced, so that means you lose all your actions.
Oh,
pretty much the same thing as happened out there.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just play on my phone for a while.
Could you... And I got 2-4, so you'll be doing that for 8 rounds unless you break out of it. Would you break out if he attacks you?
How can he break out?
If he gets attacked, he gets a free one, and during his turn, he'll get a free one, or if somebody wants to try to wake him up.
Wake him up. He can't roll to, like,
Dustin,
do anything.
You'd have to shake him.
Alright.
You know, my attacking hasn't been going so hot lately.
Do you have any cool spells?
All of them are cool.
What if I whisper to Tyler? Can I wake him up that way?
Can I generate water in Tyler's forehead and wake him up?
Can I whisper to him to wake him up, or do I have to actually...
You have to
the water's more
do something to wake him up. You can hit him with an arrow in the back of the head. That might wake him up.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
He's not an animal, right?
I'd like to do that.
I'd like to shoot him in the foot.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He looks like a naga.
Is he a reptile?
No.
Oh.
He's a robot.
Robot?
Robot.
A robot.
No.
He's a robot.
I suppose I'm going to walk up behind Tyler and try to wake him up.
Wait, if he's a robot, try putting water on the robot. Maybe that'll malfunction.
He gets really shiny.
Wiring inside.
I'll like clean him.
Well, it could cause rust.
My circuits are fine.
We'll be back in a year.
This'll get you. Plus, it's really musty down here.
Oh, it's stainless steel. God damn it.
Shit.
If you're
gonna
try to wake... Okay, go ahead and do another...
Shake him. We'll save.
We'll save.
Come on, buddy. Roll it higher than 5.
Shake plus him. 2.
This goddamn pink ass.
Pink ass.
You got your other
D20?
Yeah, get rid of that thing.
I do have my other D20. Hmm. Okay, I got
8. Alright, that's not good.
Breast cancer sucks.
Cameron, your turn.
I attack you with breast cancer.
Alright. I just wasted a turn shaking you.
Syphilis.
What? I cast syphilis.
Do you have any?
So you go up there and start having sex with it?
Yeah, you have to sleep with it to give it syphilis damage. You can't just like put your hand on your crotch and then fling syphilis.
That would be so awesome.
No, it would not be.
Here's some syphilis.
I was in the subway and I got syphilis. Horrible.
Some bum ran up on me and rubbed his crotch on me. I got syphilis. That'd be more anal-pregnant.
Are his gears exposed? Are like his inner routines exposed at all?
You gonna get up there close to him and look?
Well, ask Tyler to.
Well, I'm sitting here.
Don't touch me.
Hey, you.
That's you?
Yeah, don't touch me. Heal me.
I'm running past you.
Heal me.
Shoot
a cone of fire
at him. Shoot it, you know?
What's that?
That's a terrible Italian.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna shoot him with a fire.
Actually, that was pretty good.
You sounded like...
That was an Italian. That wasn't even mafia. That was...
Hey!
The mafia has her own, like...
Hey, I ate so much mozzarella cheese today.
Boop-de-bop-de.
Boop-de-bop-de.
Okay, I'm gonna burn hands at him.
I'm gonna ask him politely to stop attacking us.
I'm gonna burn hands at him.
Intimidating probably isn't gonna work on a robot, does it?
And probably not.
He just said it was a robot.
It's a robot.
I'm firing
He's
burning hands at the guy.
He's lying to you. DM's gonna lie.
It's a cone of fire, so I'm just gonna.
Are you sure?
Misses him, right?
Yep.
one, and then two.
You can think of another will save.
So you're going to aim it like this way?
I'm going to aim it, yeah. I'm
gonna
aim
it's it going to be a cone, so it's going to go out like this.
Out from you.
So he's going to be in it.
He's going to be in it?
Well, from the way I see how this is working. Cause
what if you move here?
Because it says...
Cause, here, this is where...
Oh, there you are.
Oh, shit.
Wow, basically what you're doing.
What if he just goes over here?
If he goes over there, he'll get Dustin too. So yes, that'll work in your panel and get rid of Avatar's followers.
But can he rotate like
that's
this?
How you get
well, what if? Listen. What if I'm listen. Right here, and I shoot it this way because the cone?
Okay, yeah, you can rotate.
Because it's one, and then three, and then it'd be then yes. five.
Yeah, he did say yes. He already won.
I was like, yeah, you can do that. But if I do this, let me explain it.
Stop trying to sell me after I've agreed.
It's a 75 degree angle, take cosine.
Okay. I'm taking these because I want to throw them
all of them.
How many?
What do you?
I get one D4 per level.
Okay.
I guess you.
Eight.
It looked like it did anything to him.
Awesome.
For real?
Yep.
Poop.
My turn.
You go ahead and mark that spell off.
Yeah. Damn it,
yeah, David.
Okay, this is what I wanted him to do. I want to roll for stealth. And then get behind him and do a perception.
You're gonna be a pretty big negative because he can see you.
Oh, okay.
Will you just hit him, please? Just
go on. It's not doing anything.
Tyler hit him.
For like partial
yeah,
damage.
You said that his armor.
Yeah, but.
You said he's a robot, right?
Construct, yeah.
Can I back up and do a stealth check?
No.
No?
The door is like open right here.
What is he doing? Just to walk around behind him. No self, just walk around behind him.
Okay, I'll walk
around behind him.
Well, something just fell. My arm just fell off.
Oh my god!
That.
And you can go wide, because otherwise my.
Man, you just looked at him and your arm fell off. Don't even get close.
I guess
to him.
I did use my hand in that switch. Okay, I'll. Let's see.
What are you doing? He's
manhandling you.
I'm gonna go behind.
He tried to attack you when you walk by.
Did he get him?
No.
Okay. So
just clarify you.
Should I hit him or try to see if I can?
Well, you're flanking him.
You can't flank constructs.
I want to do a perception check to see if I can
get out of eyeballs.
I want to do a perception check on him to see if I can see how he's working or if I can get access to try to stop his machinery somehow.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you should hit him with your other arm.
I think you should shut up.
See if his weak spot is exposed.
That would be a 13.
No. He looks like a skeleton-ish thing, but he looks like he's made out of metal.
Okay.
That'll be what I can tell you.
Can I do more?
You can attack. Looking is like a free action.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll whack him with the Warhammer.
The Hammer of War.
Sweet.
Roll again. Want to use the thing?
Yeah, I'll use it. I haven't used one yet. Well, I don't think it's gonna matter.
Yeah, that's just gonna
nine plus one.
Plus six, 15.
No hit.
Oh shit!
Damn. What'd you fire at him?
I just hit him with my warhammer.
He fired his warhammer at him.
My warhammer.
The warhammer.
Well, you were shooting shields before. So.
Do you want to do this, or do you want to just do the double damage?
Let's do that. I haven't done one yet.
Thank you, good.
Hammer, right?
Yep.
Hammer.
Two of your thinky bits, double damage and one intelligence bleed. Huh. Fortitude negates, he's immune to fortitude, so that doesn't affect him.
So I just do double damage?
Double damage.
Which you would have done in the first place.
I would have done triple.
Wasting time is fine. Oh, you would have done triple?
Yeah.
I did triple damage. Oh, that's great.
Oh, if you did triple, you get two cards. You can either do that or you can do terrible bruise, double damage, and one 2d6 non-lethal, which they're immune to.
Okay, so I just do double damage.
You bruised him. He's going to get really green tomorrow.
That's going to be 8.
It's going to look embarrassing for all of his friends.
I ran into a door, I swear, guys.
So when you pound with your hammer, you notice it's a lot more effective than he was with a slashing weapon. And it looks like it took the full effect of your attack.
Bong!
I don't think he likes blunt objects, guys.
Well, he sure loves fire.
Feels good, man.
I don't have a blunt object.
What'd you say, 8?
Something like
that. Yes.
Okay. An axe?
Yes. Hit him with the...
Axes are blunt, technically.
Is that true, DM?
GM?
No, they're considered slashing weapons.
DM, GM?
Well, how are they blunt when they're...
Hit them with the hilt.
They're sharp.
Hit them with the hilt.
Do you understand?
Like, how would an arrow affect him? Hit him with the hilt. Because so arrow's piercing?
Paris Hilton?
Hit him with the hilt
arrows
of your sword.
Arrow?
That's an axe. And
I, well, either way, it has a hilt.
I don't know what kind of effect would that
have.
If I grab the blade...
No, just grab, like, the... Like, hit him...
Tyler! Can I do that? Can I take the hilt of the...
No.
Just kind of boom.
Just punch him.
You can, but it'll be a -4.
I roll to pull out my iPod and play James Blunt.
Tyler, I roll a fatty blunt.
You're beautiful!
I think we all die.
I'm striking Tyler.
I'm looking at
blunt.
Rage into it.
Yeah.
Actually, you're still hypnotized, so you gotta try to get out of that.
Yep. Alright, the green one to get out of the will save, +2. Alright, we are just gonna...
This guy's cool.
I want to roll to pull out some marijuana.
My turn to attack. He's going to attack the hypnotized guy.
I
see
that one. I can't dodge because I'm hypnotized.
Nope. Yeah. You lose your dodge.
I don't believe you. Playback.
And your dexterity bonus.
Or did I not say, and I went flat. Fatty blunt.
You did.
See?
Fatty blunt. Yeah.
AC.
You're beautiful.
AC 21.
That's terrible.
You're beautiful. It's true. Roll for a will save.
So you want Subway?
You're with another man. Damn, my God.
What a creep.
Smile, let me
roll. No, worry, I only rolled 4 rounds ago.
Roll 42 save.
But I've got a plan.
Again? This is a 42.
Oh, you just did save. But that was a will save.
Okay. So you get...
Hey, not 20 on 24 for...
5 damage, and you feel like a poison goes through you, but you overcome it.
I overcome it.
He's a poison robot? I don't like this thing.
Construct.
He's a poison robot!
That's a good number one hit.
Thank you very much, poison robot. Justin,
poison robot.
Domo Arigato, poison roboto.
Yeah, I put my iron away.
Move here to hit him.
What are you gonna hit him with? Something blood. I'm gonna punch him.
That's why I'm breaking your hand.
It's -4 to hit with your punch.
But I'm a boxer.
I'm still dazed, bro.
I just threw myself at him.
It's my backstory.
You're gonna be in a transfer 6 more rounds.
Okay. How big is he? What's his size?
He is medium size, so he's 5 foot tall. He's sitting 5 foot tall right now.
Can I just stand on top
Actually,
of him?
Actually, I'm going to cast...
Keep him down.
Felgor!
I'm going to cast Inspiring Word on Tyler. So...
Okay.
Orky, you have +2.
Hey,
my arrows.
+2 rolls. Awesome.
For,
arrows are piercing.
Half your level for rounds.
You should give it to me. I'm the one with the hammer.
That's only... That's
what are you
one
talking about?
Round, correct? Right. For Inspiring Word, it lasts for one half their level amount of rounds. So that would at least be is that one round +1 or is that just literally one round?
One round, what is that? One and a half?
It's half your level. It'll for rounds equal to half your level.
So it would be 2 for you.
Okay, that's what it sounds like. So
yeah, give it to
two,
me.
2 rounds, you get +2 to whatever you want.
You should give it to me.
I already get that. He's the one that can't seem to. Get
I would thank you, but I'm in trance. I'm saying.
Yeah, because he can't even move.
That thing is purry.
I'll drool if you have to thank me.
Okay, that's
my turn,
Cameron.
You're supposed to role play.
Hey, let's try fire again.
I
want to pull out my quarter staff and then go smack him with it. All
right,
is that can I do that all in one turn?
I would be good.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Let me get the world piece.
Technically, I figure you already had a quarter staff out because you have to have that out to cast spells.
Well, I have. Yeah.
Get the
I haven't shot an arrow or anything.
Anyway. Oh, I don't feel like carrying his walking stick anymore. I'll just put it back in my...
Is there a sword in it?
He makes his owl hold it while he flies.
Am I in range there?
Yeah, you can hit him.
Okay. I smack him.
Bad snake!
Is there anything you want to say before you smack him?
Don't say what I think you're
saying. Is there anything I'm supposed to say before
that's what he did. That's what he says right there.
There's something I'm supposed to say right here.
Am I supposed to hit it? Snake bad!
Yes! You should just yell bonk.
1d6 +1.
Well, you have bonk. To roll the hit first.
Say bonk.
Yeah. Right.
You should
bonk.
Oh, okay.
I did it for him.
So you got 3. It's 14. It's 14, that misses.
You could have made your staff match.
That's what I kept hitting it.
Ah!
damn it!
All that time reading your character sheets.
He kept reading a sheet.
I
mentioned it like six
that.
Times a day.
He speed reads.
We kept saying it to him. Anything you want to do? Want to do?
I thought you just wanted me to roleplay more.
I'm going to roleplay.
Abadar, I don't like you.
I want to curse all these languages I just
learned. David, you're jerk.
You got us into a lot of trouble, Abadar.
Smacking with my Warhammer.
And that's Arcane Strike, right?
Yes, it is.
17.
Yeah,
that'll
16.
Hit.
That'll hit. That will be a 6.
Hook up Mungo.
And can I also look? Can I do another perception check on him since look is a...
I think he's about to die.
What do you want to look at?
I just want to see if I can tell how he works, like how he's constructed.
You'd have to get a lot closer than you want to be to do that.
Okay.
Nuts and bolts.
You don't know how close I want to be.
I like snakes.
I like bones.
Especially metal ones.
We're slithers.
Are you slithers? Are you in there?
I should have charmed him.
Okay, this is there's a +2 to the will save, right? To get out of the... Okay, well, that is still only a 13.
You're using a +2.
I'm using a +4 because of your +2, yeah. Well, we know what to use against barbarians if we don't want them to be in a battle, huh? You'll get another one here when I attack
you. We need to hire a new barbarian when we get this down. If it's slow,
it's slow. Yeah, if it's not burned to the ground.
Yeah, AC 20. It's over 20. Make a fortitude save. First make a will save.
Come on, get out of
this.
Is this
kind of
my second round?
You'll be... You got five more rounds.
I mean, for his will or his vote.
No, it still counts as the first round.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Now make a fortitude save.
It's like you're playing your monkey.
Does this get +2 to it as well from him?
When we're playing
No, because you already used it on
him. And he could just give it a never hit.
All right, that's the second D20 of the four.
He always roll fours.
Seven points of damage from a bite.
Like when you have dailies, mm-hmm. Tyler can never light a daily. Like the most powerful technique, Tyler can never light it. It was so funny.
Dustin.
God.
Give me that. Touch me with that stuff.
Touch me!
Touch me with that stuff!
Are we in combat? Touch me! Are we out of combat? Heal me!
Yeah, if we heal me, I'm at full health, but hey. You don't have any, like, damage spells?
I do, but it's not worth using on this guy.
Alright.
That's pretty awesome.
I guess I will try to... I'm flanking, technically, correct?
Yeah, be flanking.
No.
Oh, that's right. Construct. I'm gonna try to hit him.
I feel like I'm not really doing much. My axe. Okay. A bluntness. Is there anything you want to say before you...
I hurry up and attack the ground a whole bunch of times to make my axe blunt.
Does an 18
his AC
hit? It does too.
Okay.
It does.
Where's my D?
I'll give you guys a hint. This can't be tripped.
I can't push it over?
Can't trip it.
Can't cow tip it?
Nope. 3 plus nothing? No. Kind of slids against his armor.
For...
Nothing?
No damage.
One?
No.
Can I have one?
No.
Tyler, you're
Cameron?
I rolled 16, though. I died behind for one.
Why would I die?
Arcane Strike gives me plus... What?
One to
plus
damage.
One, plus one to damage.
Okay.
Because I tried looking it up without asking, because I'm annoying.
Okay, I'll hit him again.
Magical.
You said it already.
Okay.
Magical.
He just said Arcane Strike. I just said kind of that this...
Arcane
Strike.
That's insane.
Arcane Strike.
Kaboom! Whoa, roll it again!
See, you're not annoying as long as you keep doing that.
Boo!
Well, at least you hit it.
Yeah, it's better than I did.
D6. Plus your strength. 6 plus 7, 8 damage. Wow, I did more damage almost than David did.
Looks like we need a ranger, too.
What? Why'd you say plus my strength?
Your strength gets added into it.
It says one, it's 60 plus hit. 1.
Plus 1 is your strength.
Okay.
And then you get another one because he said Arcane Strike.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a blunt weapon.
Roll max.
Isn't he technically...
Wait, no, roll max on 2 rolls in a row.
Hit him again.
Isn't he also using both hands on the quarterstaff?
Oh, that's true. 16. I did do that.
Yeah, he would be.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't... I mean, it's already
done.
Yeah,
it's already done. It would have been... Yeah. More damage. Alright, that's alright though. What'd you get, David?
16.
Dustin.
It's like the most useless battle ever.
Why don't you come and give me the thing they give time with?
To help
damage. Why don't we give him?
Hey, I've heard him more.
I just hit him for, yeah, I was going to say, eight, bitch.
I've hit him three
fine,
times.
Fine, I will cast this fire. We're gonna
I hit him twice.
I only hit it two more times, so
well,
I
don't have to.
I just did.
Okay.
You have to say praise be to Avatar.
Did I hit him the first time?
Alright, Krolok, you want to this too?
Okay, praise be to Avatar.
Okay, David gets it.
But really.
Hey, I gotta say it.
So what are you doing?
I casted Inspiring Word. Look, I didn't see him 20, so no fuck with me.
He's...
Listen.
I think he's trying to interrupt your spell, guys.
Right,
yep.
It's possible.
But that's not against your AC.
Yeah, you just gotta do a concentration check on that's the level of the spell. He lost it.
I said all inspiring words.
I had to say
inspiring praise sentence.
Cameron?
I said praise be to Avatar for nothing.
Inspire. Yeah.
I shall do the Avatar same thing I've been doing. Arcane Strike! I have the power.
No, you don't.
Nope.
Jesus. David. That was a cool roll, though. It was a
yeah, game time.
Oh nope. My god, that's three fives in a row. You guys get off of it.
Tyler.
That's 15 times.
We'll save. Here we go.
No. Hammer. Three. You're going to get three, because you got a one and a two.
God damn.
Nine.
Dude.
Go ahead and roll again when he's attacking you. Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
17.
Does not hit.
Okay.
Whoa.
So he only hits me, does it?
Maybe you should heal.
Okay, that's my 4-2 save. 17. Or will save. 17.
That'll break it.
Oh, thank goodness. God. I get my dexterity back.
I'll do a pair of... Or,
a
yeah.
Four?
Yeah, four.
You know I'm going to miss this one now. This is plus four.
Yeah, this
18.
That'll work.
I saw the 20 again.
But you take 10 points of damage.
Holy crud. Now I'm getting a little close, guys.
Holy crud. Not close enough to heal.
11 points of damage out of 39.
Dustin?
I guess I will channel positive energy for time.
Why are you channeling it on me? Positive energy. I thought you meant inspiring word. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna move first.
You get an attack of opportunity, won't you?
Yeah.
Not if you're
but then
you
won't break my spell at least.
Unless just five, he doesn't.
Yeah, you can still
actually,
five.
Actually, so, well, yeah, that's right.
And now he's behind me going.
Man, give him some
positive energy.
Give him some inspiring positive energy.
Are you gonna heal all of us? Everyone else is at five.
Yeah,
so just,
if you get healed, you get healed. Whoa.
8 plus.
Isn't it plus your level?
It's 8 plus 3.
11.
11. I'm ready to fail for 11. Clip
it
a robot.
Praise be to Avatar. You have to say it. I have to say it.
Cameron?
Say it.
What?
You're the one that's in the Avatarian religion now.
I'm going to kill
him. I shall do the same. You're lucky that that's actually
Arcane Strike!
Okay. High level clerks. So.
Is what?
You're in.
Is that a 5?
That's an 18.
That'll hit.
Yes.
Avatar's one's really good. This is the harder you try to get out, the more you get in.
What's your strength?
Kill
six.
One.
That's the
highest.
That's
universe.
The best you can do.
Shaq.
You're definitely not sending
Shaq. I haven't damaged him other than these two times, right? Because my Cameron hits it and it stops moving and falls away.
Oh. Right, now let's gang stomp it. Like,
and the food's been done.
Yay! Food's been done.
Yeah,
we would have been done earlier. Tyler could have